GOP coalition urges DOJ to use rulemaking to adopt Jensen v. ATF ruling nationwide. By A.W.R. Hawkins on August 11, 2026. A letter currently in the possession of Breitbart News shows Representative Andrew Clyde, R., and a GOP coalition urging the Department of Justice, DOJ, to apply the Jensen v. ATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, ruling nationwide, broadening its application via rulemaking to include all law-abiding Americans. On August 5, 2026, Breitbart News reported that plaintiffs in Jensen v. ATF secured a ruling freeing them from the National Firearms Act's NFA's registration requirements for suppressors and short-barrel rifles and shotguns. Silencer Shop Foundation v. ATF is consolidated with Jensen v. ATF, which means numerous plaintiffs, including Silencer Shop customers and members of certain gun rights groups, are free from the burdensome registration requirements if the ruling stands. The DOJ was given a 7-day window in which to appeal the decision. And the letter from Clyde and 46 other GOP senators and House members urges the department not to do so. The letter says, "The court's opinion tracks precisely the position this Congress articulated when we passed Section 70,436 of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. The court correctly recognized that the NFA's registration, application, and reporting requirements for short-barreled rifles, short-barreled shotguns, silencers, and ACs have rested only on the taxing power, and that a tax set to zero can no longer support the regulatory machinery built to collect it." Instead of appealing, the signatories of the letter urged the DOJ to use rulemaking to adopt the various aspects of the ruling nationwide so the benefits it secured are not only applicable to customers of Silencer Shop, members of certain gun rights groups, etc. The letter says, "The DOJ should apply the court's constitutional holding as its nationwide operating position. The court held that the challenged NFA provisions governing registration, application, and transfer of untaxed firearms are unconstitutional because they no longer rest on any valid exercise of an enumerated power. That holding does not turn on any fact particular to the named plaintiffs. It applies with equal force to every person subject to these same regulations. Therefore, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, ATF, should be directed to apply this ruling as its governing position to all transfers and makings involving untaxed firearms, regardless of whether the applicant is a party to this litigation, again effective immediately." The signatories explained, "Immediate application of the ruling nationwide is necessary to avoid the untenable alternative in the interim, a split enforcement regime in which the DOJ applies these requirements to one gun owner while declining to apply them to his neighbor, solely because one person happens to be a customer of Silencer Shop or a member of Gun Owners of America." The letter continues, "The DOJ should initiate rulemaking to formally rescind or amend the challenged regulations as they apply to untaxed firearms. Rulemaking is necessary to make this outcome permanent. We urge you to begin that rulemaking process without delay, so that the immediate, nationwide application of the court's ruling is followed as promptly as the APA allows by a durable regulatory fix that does not depend on the discretion of any particular administration." The letter concludes by focusing on the important role the Second Amendment has played, and continues to play, in protecting and preserving freedom. "The Second Amendment is the practical guardian of those God-given rights, ensuring that free citizens retain the ultimate means to defend their lives, their liberty, and their families. When the DOJ defends unconstitutional gun regulations, then the ATF becomes weaponized against law-abiding Americans and the government betrays its founding purpose. Restoring the Second Amendment is not merely a policy matter. It is a fulfillment of this nation's oldest and most sacred promise to its people. We stand ready to work with you in the Department of Justice to see these priorities enacted. And we are grateful for your continued commitment to our sacred liberties and the Second Amendment that protects them." The letter is addressed to Attorney General Todd Blanche and CCB ATF Director Robert Sakata and will be released to both of them at some point today. The GOP signatories, in addition to Rep. Clyde, are Senators Steve Daines, Roger Marshall, Bill Cassidy, Cynthia Loomis, Mike Lee, John Cornyn, John Barrasso, and Mike Crapo, as well as House members Mary Miller, Keith Self, Diana Harshbarger, Eric Burleson, Eli Crane, John Brecking, H. Morgan Griffith, Ben Klein, Clay Higgins, Michael Cloud, Ralph Norman, Scott Perry, Warren Davidson, Shari Biggs, Kat Kamick, Bruce Westerman, Derek Van Orden, Dom McClintock, Mike Collins, Scott DeJarlay, Jimmy Patronize, Morgan Littrell, Austin Scott, Richard Hudson, Randy Weber, Claudia Tenney, Pete Sessions, Andy Biggs, Riley Moore, Derek Schmidt, Wesley Hunt, Mark Harris, Tim Burchett, Brian Babin, Lauren Boebert, Victoria Spartz, Chip Roy, and Earl L. Buddy Carter. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. He enjoys reading philosophy and novels by Jack Carr and Nelson DeMille. He is a lover action man in an Arkansas 15 world. Follow him on X, at R. Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at R. Hawkins @Breitbart.com.